Spiritual Grid Position by Dean Thornton. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. I like to consider myself a car racing fan, especially Formula One open wheel racing. It is hard to get up for some of the races since most of them are held overseas at different times, but I normally like to tape the races and watch them later and try not to look at race updates on my phone. I enjoy the competitiveness and high speeds of each race, with each driver and his team trying to find the best strategies that will put them in the best position to win. There is a lot that goes into winning a race. Picking the right kind of tire for the weather and length of the race, and making sure there is good communication between the driver and his team. The biggest things to consider are the engines under the hood, and whoever has the biggest team budget for the car may also have the best chances to win. The most exciting part of these types of races is actually the start of the race, when that starting light goes green and all of the drivers fight for the best starting spot. That first corner of the race is the most crucial because it will decide if the race leaders will stay ahead and if the drivers in the middle and back of the pack keep from crashing into each other. Before the race begins, each car is lined up in its own grid spot. Grid positions are decided by a driver's qualifying time for the race. The driver who gets the fastest qualifying time is considered to be the pole sitter, and he is in the top race position. There are times I like to visualize myself in one of these races, speeding around the track at high speeds, and then reality hits me, and I remember a lot of those cars weren't built for my tall body type. There is one thing I can relate to the drivers with, and that's right before the race begins. The driver is waiting for that starting light, similar to a starting gun, to go. In my Christian life, like one of these drivers waiting patiently in their grid position for their race to start, I see my spiritual race ahead of me. When I made my spiritual commitment after college, I did feel somewhat behind in my spiritual grid position. I wanted my spiritual maturity immediately, but God made me see that with this race of life, that these things take time, and I needed to build up my spiritual endurance. In today's verse, the writer David talks about reminding himself of the goodness of the Lord through uncertain times in life. Just like David, I have to not only remind myself of God's protection, but also that I don't need to worry about anything. It doesn't matter what spiritual position I may be in life. God is the engine that is under my hood, and I have full confidence that He will guide me and put me in a better position, not just in life, but also with Him. God levels the playing field for all of those that believe in Him, so that we all have equal chance for the prize at the end of our race. If you like this episode, please go ahead and hit the like or support the show button. And feel free to follow us by downloading the For My King, His Kingdom app in both the Apple and Google Play stores.